This is a podcast from RTE Radio.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to The Constituency, coming to you this evening from the banks of the River Corrib. This week the focus is on the West, and specifically the nine Dáil seats in Galway City and County. Here in Galway West in 2002, Noel Grealish of the PDs confounded the pundits and took a seat. There was a shock too in Galway East, where independent Paddy McHugh was victorious. We'll be hearing from him later. First though, Joe McGrailey of Nuacht TG Cahir sketches out the Galway boundaries.
Well, the Galway West constituency extends from the extreme western end of the county, which is the Connemara coastline, northwest Connemara coastline, all the way in to Galway City and to the east of Galway City, 7 or 8 miles east of Galway City. The rest of the county then essentially makes up East Galway. So they're quite distinctive in terms of the, the socio-economic layout of them. Galway City obviously is a huge economic centre for Galway West. And Galway East has a number of large towns, Loughrea, Ballinasloe, Tuam, but they're very much county towns.
For many young people, Galway City is seen as the social capital of Ireland. Its image as a party town has undoubtedly been enhanced by the fact that it's a university town. At NUIG in particular, or UCG as many people still refer to it, there's also a strong tradition of student politics. The Labour Party leader Pat Rabbitt was president of the Students' Union here. So it's a good place to gauge the political temperature of the current generation of students. Now, I met up with representatives of the five political parties in contention for seats in Galway West. And before we got down to discussing the issues and the candidates, I gave them a few seconds to set out their stall, starting with James Hope of the Young Greens.
In Ireland, there seemed to be a general sort of chaos and a lack of foresight and a lack of thinking past the next election. So I sort of looked at the various parties. The only party I could see that seemed to be thinking past the next election, 2, 3, 4, maybe even a decade or two ahead, was the Green Party.
Dara McShay represents Ógra Fianna Fáil.
When my eldest brother sat his leaving certificate, there wasn't the opportunities and the chances there for people. His choices really were he could go to Germany, England, America. He had to emigrate to find work. And that's been changed over the last 10 to 15 years now. The opportunities and the choices for young people are here and are in this country. And they've been created by a large extent to the Fianna Fáil and to the government over the last 10 years. So I suppose that was the main reason I joined Fianna Fáil when I first came here.
David Geary is a member of Labour Youth.
Well, I first became interested in the Labour Party, of course, with the direction that they gave the education system in this country in 97, when they made a radical move forward to make education in this country, third level education, free.
Scrapping the third level fees, that was quite a controversial decision. There are many out there who would argue that it's not the best way to encourage people from disadvantaged backgrounds into college.
I would argue it changes the direction, reinforces the individual's right to an education and the rights-based approach the Labour Party puts on everything from public services to education.
Lorcan Gearty is from Young Fine Gael.
The great attraction of Fine Gael, I think the most important thing was the fact that Young Fine Gael in this campus is an autonomous organisation. We're linked to the main party, but we're not like totally answerable to them. And that was a great attraction in terms of we had scope to be free of in like our own issues, and we could deviate from the main party if we liked and give them suggestions.
That's an interesting point. Are there issues on which you would disagree with the main party?
There will be some issues. Like, my personal opinion is sometimes the Fine Gael party sometimes lean a bit much towards to the right wing.
The final student is Ian Jacob, who's from the Young PDs.
I wanted to join a party originally with kind of a fixed ideology and something that that had a belief in a direction. I like the direction that the PDs wanted and did take this country in.
Do you disagree with the mainstream party on anything?
I don't think you're going to get a group of people that will agree specifically on everything. You're always going to have a diversity of opinion within the party and from the Young Party upwards. So I think there are a few issues that we would disagree on. I would have liked to have seen Liz O'Donnell as leader of the party. I think that was a nice direction to go in. But I think we didn't get that, unfortunately, and we have Michael McDougall now.
Your own leader, the Fianna Fáil leader, was in quite a bit of trouble not that long ago. Were you surprised the way things turned out, that it seems to have done him good in the opinion polls?
Well, I disagree that he was in trouble in the first instance, but what I would say is that the people...
What I would say is,
in fairness, Rachel, the people in this country were given an opportunity to decide, and that reflection has been very clear. They were given the option, do you want Taoiseach Bertie Ahern as your leader, or do you want somebody else?
Lorcan, would you accept that it seems people were given the choice, and when the opinion pollsters came to the door, they appear to have decided that they prefer Bertie Ahern to Enda Kenny?
Certainly, Bertie Ahern did get a sympathy vote, and I do believe that another factor in those opinion polls were that it came after the Dáil recess, which was often a period of inaction. I think that Michael McDougall, possibly, the focus became on Michael McDougall, and the opposition were criticised maybe for not going in hard enough, which maybe they didn't.
Well, I think Pat Rabbit and the opposition take their responsibilities to hold the government to account. The fact of the matter is that the Taoiseach of this country accepted money at a time when he was a minister, at a time when he had particular political power. I would echo the sentiments of a large amount of the Irish people, and my grandmother indeed. If the Taoiseach of this country can't get a popularity blip for a tear, it's a sorry case of affairs.
The conversation then moved on to the specifics of the Galway West constituency. Now, a couple of weeks back, an opinion poll for TG Cahir and The Week in Politics suggested that two of Fianna Fáil's candidates, Minister Eamon O'Queeve and his former cabinet colleague Frank Fahey, were in poll position. But there was a nasty shock for Fine Gael's three candidates. Their best performer was on 8%, their worst on just 3%. So I asked Lorcan Gearty if things were looking bad for his party.
The last opinion poll, the TG4 one, was not good reading, all right. I think it put us on 15%. And there's no doubt, I mean, some people were saying that they're a battle for Fine Gael to hold us. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, one seat is definite here for Fine Gael in a five-seat constituency in Galway West. And I wouldn't rule out two seats yet, because if we can get our feet off the ground, you know, and maybe we've already been doing leaflet drops as a society ourselves for one of the candidates, and there's people saying that we're struggling for a seat. No way, we'll definitely get a seat.
James Hope of the Greens said that nationally he reckoned his party would pick up a couple of seats. So will one of them be in Galway West?
I think it could be, yeah. Neil O'Brolohan is very popular. He's done a lot as councillor, he's done a lot as mayor. People recognise that he's different to the other politicians, that he has a tendency to deliver on what he says, and that he actually seemed to work very, very hard.
Well, I think the main thing to take out of the most recent poll, which was aired last Sunday, was the very, very strong performance of the Fianna Fáil candidates on the ticket. What is particularly encouraging from our point of view is how well Councillor Michael Crowe performed.
He's your third candidate.
He is the third candidate. He's the youngest candidate. He's the young candidate, the great young candidate that Fianna Fáil has in this constituency.
Realistically, though, given the number of candidates in the field, you can't expect to take a third seat.
I disagree. I think with such a strong ticket as we have, and the fact that Councillor Crowe is a very young, enthusiastic candidate, I think there is a very strong chance that he can take the third seat.
What's going to happen to Noel Grealish?
He'll retain his seat, definitely. I think Noel has kind of a great presence locally here in Galway and in the county as well. And I think he kind of works very, very hard on local issues. Like, he's hardly ever in Dublin, as far as I know. He's always down on the ground here.
Should he not be in Dublin, though, some of the time, legislating? is that not part of the job of being a TD?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think Ireland is different in the fact that our legislators are required to be in their counties a certain amount of the time. And I mean, he needs to be aware of the issues that are going on in Galway.
I think Michael D, the Labour Party candidate in Galway, has been an advocate of investment in the future of public transport in the city. There was the Cann Station redevelopment. He was one of the strongest voices in this constituency to put into place adequate public services in one of the last remaining free open spaces in the city centre.
Could he be in trouble this time, though, given that there appear to be an awful lot of candidates probably going for the last two seats? I mean, you have Noel Grealish, you have Neil O'Brolohan, who we've mentioned, you have Catherine Connolly, the Independent. Could he be in trouble?
I don't think so. I think Michael Dee's future is optimistic. I think he has spent four decades of public service to the people of this constituency, and they're proud of him. He has the passion and the conviction to lead this constituency in the future on both a local level and a national level. I think the recent opinion poll at 17% behind Eamon O'Queeve was certainly a boost to the grassroots network, and we're proud of our candidate, and we think he'll do as well and fine in the future.
A crowd has gathered in Galway's Town Hall Theatre for an anti-war rally. The main speaker is George Galloway, but the chairperson is the woman who wanted to run as the Labour Party's second candidate in Galway West. The party leadership said no to Catherine Connolly. She's running anyway.
if I had power, if I had any say in it, I would have run three candidates. You have to remember that in the 2004 elections, we became the biggest grouping on the City Council for the first time ever in the history of Galway, and I became the first female Labour Mayor of Galway City. And I think we should have built on that success. We have a health system that's just absolutely atrocious. We have a housing crisis in Galway City that where people are waiting 8 and 9 years for a house. None of that is inevitable. There are solutions to all of this, and that's why I'm standing.
You disagreed, obviously, with the electoral strategy of the Labour Party, but in terms of actual policies, would you disagree with them on anything?
No, I certainly would agree with them on an awful lot of the policies. I would have great difficulty with the leadership. I think the leadership, they have put their head in the sand, and they're not showing any vision. I think their pact with Fine Gael was a bad decision. So certainly there would be fundamental things I would disagree with, but on their policy in relation to housing and health, I would agree with, and I think they have good policy plans. I am standing. I'm not going up against Michael Dee. I'm going up to take a second seat in Galway.
I'm back on the banks of the Corrib now with Joe McGrailey to assess the chances of Catherine Connolly and the other 11 candidates who have declared so far. Joe is armed with the TG Carr opinion poll and perhaps more importantly with his own local knowledge. He'll start with the Fianna Fáil candidates.
I think there's very little doubt but that Frank Fahey and Eamon O'Queeve will be elected, and they will be elected easily. Michael Crowe is a different kettle of fish, if you like. He's a city-based councillor, and that's what Fianna Fáil wanted. They wanted to get a city-based councillor. You recall much earlier in the year, there was a lot of shenanigans about the strategy they would have in Galway West.
Isn't it? I think the selection convention had to be abandoned at one stage.
Yeah, the selection convention was abandoned, and they then embarked on a prolonged process, which eventually ended up in interviewing a number of candidates. Around the time that the selection convention was abandoned, Michael Crowe, who was elected as an independent, joined Fianna Fáil on the City Council.
Now, Frank Fahey has been in the wars of late, especially over claims that a compensation fund he introduced when Minister for the Marine went largely to his own constituents. He denies any wrongdoing, but might he be damaged?
I don't think so. He's had a lot of controversy of late has followed Frank Fahey, but it doesn't seem to be harming him at all. I suppose it's telling maybe of society now that there's a lot of respect for somebody who's goes out there and goes to get things and can develop things and gets things done. And Frank Fahey, I think, is getting that type of a vote.
Let's move on then to Fine Gael. They have three candidates. Are they hoping to do you think, what the PDs did the last time by running three candidates?
Well, they're going to have to do something because they're in the situation where there is a vacancy there. Pádraig McCormack is quitting, and they have three candidates running in Galway West. Brian Walsh, who is a former city mayor. They have Fidel Mahinley Eames, who is a county councillor based in Oramore, and there's a Sean Kine, county councillor based in Moycullen. But the three of them aren't, name recognition isn't large with these three candidates, and they're going to struggle hard, I think, to hold on to the Fine Gael seat. Conventional wisdom would say that there has to be a Fine Gael seat in Galway West, but at the moment, on the figures, it's hard to see it.
Talking of household names, Michael D. Higgins running again for Labour.
He is. For a long time, there was a question whether or not Michael D. would run, but he has decided that he will do, and he's doing quite well, despite the fact, of course, that Catherine Connolly, who is the city-based councillor for the Labour Party, has split with the party over this strategy. I think most of her votes will return to Michael D. if she's eliminated early on in the race, and she will be eliminated early on.
The other sitting TD is Noel Grealish of the Progressive Democrats. What chance do you think?
On the face of it, I think Noel Grealish at the moment should get re-elected. As you know, it was a Lazarus-like recovery for the PDs at the last election.
Yeah, was an extraordinary story the last time.
Bobby Molloy decided to pull out, and they ran three candidates. Now, at the moment, obviously, Noel Grealish is going to be standing. They haven't decided who the other two candidates will be, but it'll be along the same lines. They'll be hoping to pull in the support from different areas around the county, get it all transferring into Noel Grealish and secure his seat again.
The other Galway name with which people might be familiar by now is that of Neil O'Brolicon, the Green Party candidate. He's the mayor at the moment.
Yes, that's his great advantage. He was made mayor last July, and he will be the mayor until next July, until after this election is over. I think he's definitely in with a chance for a seat.
Sinn Féin have two candidates. Any chance?
Yeah, Sinn Féin are running two candidates, Colm McAnavoine and Anne-Marie Carroll. they're only polling 3% at the moment, so there's really no chance for Sinn Féin to get any seat in this election, in this constituency.
Looking at the candidates we have at the moment, you said at the start you reckon that Frank Fahey and Eamon O'Queeve will be elected. What do you think after that?
I think Higgins will be there as well, and I think Noel Grealish will get elected. And I'd say then the fifth seat will be a fight between Michael Crowe Fianna Fáil, Brian Walsh Fine Gael, and Níl Bolaodháin for the Green Party.
Over the past couple of elections, I think it's fair to say that the national media have had a poor enough record of spotting those independents likely to make a breakthrough. Prior to the last poll, there was little mention at a national level of candidates such as James Breen in Clare or Liam Toomey in Wexford. I'm here in Tuam in the Galway East constituency to meet another independent who apparently came out of nowhere in 2002. Paddy McHugh had been a Fianna Fáil councillor, didn't get a Doyle nomination, went solo and took the third of the four seats.
I wasn't surprised, but to be honest, when I entered into the electoral contest, I didn't know, and I had no idea how good I was going to perform. I didn't know if I was going to get elected. I didn't know what was going to happen. You're right, though. A lot of people didn't give me a chance, and, you know, national media probably didn't realise I was contesting the election at all.
Is it not more difficult, though, to represent people as an independent when you don't have the party machinery behind you?
No, I think this thing about the party machinery is absolutely a myth. I have an excellent team of people around me. People talk about party machines and things like that. I was in a party for a long time, and I know that it's a myth. Sometimes I vote with the government, sometimes I vote with the opposition. And, you know, if you look at things logically, you'll find that that is the way life is. I mean, the government can be right all the time in the policies they pursue. They can be wrong all the time. And the same with the opposition. They can be right all the time or wrong all the time. So you have to judge each individual issue as it arises.
Both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael seem to be putting a huge amount of effort into this constituency, Galway East. Are you nervous for your own seat?
Well, no, I'm never nervous, really, even though I can never predict what the outcome of an election might be. But I wouldn't be nervous. But you're quite right. Fine Gael have earmarked my seat. They said that they're after my seat, they want to get my seat. Fianna Fáil have said they're after my seat, they want to get my seat. I'm working away. I am determined to regain my seat again at the next general election. Traditionally, in this constituency and along the Western Seaboard, we've had Fianna Fáil domination to a degree. And what Fianna Fáil didn't get, Fine Gael got. And I don't think that's good. And certainly the people at the last general election decided that that wasn't good to continue into the future.
Are there any circumstances in which you would go back to Fianna Fáil?
Well, in politics, you never say never. But I cannot see any situation at the moment in which I would return to Fianna Fáil.
I have to ask then, have they tried to get you back?
After the 2002 general election, there was a few approaches made. But I think in the last year, or certainly in the last year to 18 months, no communication has taken place between anybody in Fianna Fáil at a high level and myself.
As I left Paddy McHugh, he was about to set off for his weekly round of Saturday clinics. So back out on the traffic-laden streets of Tuam, I asked people if they had much contact with their local politicians and what they thought the big issues were.
They really need to address things like housing at the moment, definitely. I think maybe increase in benefits for people who really can't work and, you know, can't afford a lot of the things in life. There's plenty of money going around the country. I don't see why they shouldn't spread it out for the people who don't have any.
Have you had any contact with any politicians locally?
None at all.
Would you know any of them at all?
I know a few of them to see, all right, yeah. And they make themselves known around election time, but the rest of the time they're pretty hard to locate and find, yeah.
What do you think of the national figures, say like Bertie Ahern or Enda Kenny?
Not much, to be honest. I don't know, they really need to focus on the issues. They obviously come from richer kind of backgrounds than the ordinary everyday people, and they don't have any idea what people are really facing.
Well, I'd like to hear a bit of progress and local politics, more local than anything else.
Why, do you think they go up to Dublin and they kind of forget about you?
Oh yes, yeah, definitely. The local person is not being looked after.
What would you say the big local issues are?
The big local issues, I'd say, is planning in country homes.
In what way now?
In, we say, rural planning.
Right, you'd be concerned yeah. that young people aren't being allowed to
yes.
build houses.
Yes, yeah. We say a daughter or son of the landholder.
Have you had any contact with any politicians locally?
Oh, I have, yes, yeah, yeah.
And how did you find them?
Well, okay, but they're inclined to go out of their own territory.
Oh, God, I'm only a student, so...
Well, what are the big issues for students?
They're not given enough money for the grant, really, basically. They only give 330 a month for someone that's dependent to pay their rent, like, monthly, which would be about 300 as well a month. So they only get 30 euros to live on them monthly.
Well, everybody says the health issues, the hospitals and the waiting lists and the people on trolleys. And I think that is the big thing at the moment, really.
Would you know any of the politicians locally?
I would know them to see, but I wouldn't... The local councillors and people like that, yes, definitely would know. And you would know where to find them if you were looking for them. The TDs, you would know they have clinics in town. And if you were looking for them, you would know the place to go.
The hassle in the evenings, the behaviour on the roads with the young drivers, major force problem. You know, and also the vandalism in the estates at night. And see, no one seems to be doing anything about it other than talking about it. You know, someone should get off their bottom. Action speaks louder than words.
Back then to TG Cahir's Joe McGrailey for a look at the contenders in Galway East. Leaving aside Paddy McHugh, who we've already heard from, he decided to start with Fine Gael, who are running not one, not two, not three, but four candidates.
Yeah, this is the thing. They've decided to run four candidates. Obviously, the effort is to get two of the four seats because there was a time when it was two Fianna Fáil, two Fine Gael, and that's how it was. They want to get that back.
The four candidates are Tom McHugh, John Barton, Senator Ulick Burke, and I suppose the best known by far, Paul Connaughton.
Yeah, Paul Connaughton is a TD since 1981. He's a fixture in Galway East. There's no doubt but that he'll be re-elected.
Let's move on then to the Fianna Fáil candidates. Three Fianna Fáil candidates in Galway East. Joe Callanan and Noel Tracy, the two sitting TDs, and a former TD, Michael Kitt.
Yeah, Michael Kitt is very keen to get that seat back. He had that seat. He was a TD for Galway East for about 23 years. He's been a senator since 2002, and his father held that seat before him. That was the one that Joe Callan won in 2002. So I would say that if there's any change in Galway East, I'd say it will be possibly between Joe Callan and Michael Kitt. That's, I think, where the main competition will be.
Let's move on to the others then. There is a PD candidate, there's a Labour Party candidate and a Sinn Féin candidate.
Yeah, all of the others, I'm afraid, will be also Rands. Kieran Cannon is standing for the PDs. Colm Keaveney is standing for the Labour Party. And he did quite respectably in 2002. And he also, I think, topped the poll in the local elections in 2004. And Sinn Féin have chosen Jason Devlin. And I think he's really in it for the first time. And maybe we might see him sometime in the future again.
So four seats in Galway East. How do you see it going?
I think there's no doubt but that Noel Tracy and Paul Connaughton will be back again. I would say that Paddy McHugh is safe as well, and I think the tussle will be between Michael Kitt and Joe Callanan for the fourth one.
And that's it from the Galway constituencies. A reminder that you can email us at constituency@rte.ie. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie.